Back now with Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, have you been dreaming about Hillary and Barack? We'll tell you what those dreams are all about. But first, some breaking political news out of New York. A few hours after the New York Times reported that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer was linked to a prostitution ring, the governor, with his wife by his side, stepped before the microphones and made this statement.
I have acted in a way that violates my obligations to my family and that violates my or any sense of right and wrong. I apologize first and most importantly to my family. I apologize to the public, whom I promised better. I do not believe that politics in the long run is about individuals. It is about ideas, the public good, and doing what is best for the state of New York. But I have disappointed and failed to live up to the standard I expected of myself. I must now dedicate some time to regain the trust of my family. I will not be taking questions. Thank you very much. I will report back to you in short order. Thank you very much.
And that was New York Governor Eliot Spitzer and his entire statement today before a lot of reporters eager to hear what he had to say. He was elected governor in 2006, mostly based on his dynamic two terms as a corruption-busting attorney general. NPR's Margot Adler has been following this. She joins us now from New York. Well, that was a 44-second statement. Margot, do we know anything else?
Well, what we do know is this. Last week, federal prosecutors in Manhattan filed conspiracy charges against four people, accusing them of running a prostitution ring that charged wealthy clients in Europe and the U.S. thousands of dollars for prostitutes. Apparently, Spitzer was caught in a federal wiretap arranging to meet with a prostitute. He was ID'd, according to one report, as, client number nine. That's pretty much all we know.
And this comes, it would be a shock for any governor, for this to happen to any governor, but particularly for Eliot Spitzer, because he had this reputation as Mr. Clean. They referred to him as Eliot Ness for his
corruption-busting
ways, right?
As a matter of fact, Time magazine called him the Crusader. All the tabloids did use that term, Eliot Ness. He was Mr. Clean. He won a landslide victory as governor fighting organized crime, fighting prostitution rings. As a matter of fact, he was involved in busting several prostitution rings, fighting Wall Street. But he also had a very kind of mixed record since he became governor. He had various problems. For example, he had this very unpopular plan to grant driver's license to illegal immigrants. That plan really went over like a lead balloon and got him into many, many, many problems. And then, there was this attempt by his aides to smear his opponent, Joseph Bruno, his Republican opponent. So he's had a really, really difficult time as governor, there's like almost two of him. There's sort of this dark side of a very kind of complicated person and this Mr. Clean.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Clean, who seemed to have almost an unlimited political future, right? I mean, he was mentioned by some people as a possible presidential candidate down the road. So he obviously didn't resign today. He didn't actually use those words, "I resign." Where can he go from this?
Well, I don't think we really know. But here's the interesting thing. Most people in New York are in absolute shock right now. And I think the reason they're in shock is that, there are scores of politicians that you could hear whispers about, that you could say, they're really involved in this corrupt scheme or this, that. Nothing was ever said like this about Eliot Spitzer. I mean, they may have said that he was brusque, that he, wasn't a very great personality, that he was somewhat of a loner, etc. But nothing, even slightly touching corruption, was ever attached to him. So I think we don't know what this is going to mean. I think it was interesting that in his speech, he said that ideas were more important than people. And my own my own thought about that is that he wants to try to figure out a way to stay. Will that happen? I have no idea.
All right. NPR's Margot Adler in New York following this breaking story. And I'm sure we'll have a lot more to report as the news progresses. Again, the story that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer allegedly linked to a prostitution ring operating out of New York, out of Washington, D.C., out of all sorts of cities, a high-priced call girl operation, allegedly part of this bust that the federal authorities announced last week. Eliot Spitzer refusing to resign as New York's governor, but we will be hearing a lot more about this as the news unveils. You're listening to Day to Day from NPR News. More to come.